to get the free stuff as well. Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track joins us. Hi, Robert.
Good morning, Loretta. Good morning, Skip.
Morning, Robert.
So what's the likelihood we'll get the free public transport, Robert?
Oh, you never know. There's no harm in asking, is there, Loretta?
I take it for that, you've got no chance.
Oh, no, I think it's reasonable because when you look at the disruptions that are going to be across the network, not only the road network but the public transport network particularly, we'd encourage listeners to go and check out the Translink website, look at the public transport arrangements. There'll be a lot of disruptions, particularly bus. So we think it's reasonable that people be given free travel during the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The Lord Mayor, the state government, wants people to go into the CBD to keep the businesses ticking over. What better way to get people on public transport? They're being advised not to drive. There'll be people using public transport that perhaps are not generally public transport users. By giving them a free taste, maybe they'll come back and continue to use our public transport system, which is a good thing. We think it's a reasonable thing to do, particularly as they're giving out 7,000 free go-cards to the delegates. Surely the punters here in southeast Queensland need a little bit of a break as well. Next Monday in Perth, for example, they're having a free travel day. This is an acknowledgement of the fare cuts associated with the carbon tax. Their fares are dropping from the 1st of November, and on Monday the 3rd they have a free day of travel. We just don't seem to have these things in southeast Queensland in the same way.
But with all the security around the city at the time, do you think if we give people free travel, there's going to be a heap of people coming in? It's going to be added, you know, drama, I guess, for security. Do they want people to stay away from those areas?
Well, the rhetoric from council and government certainly is they want people to come in. They want people to come into Brisbane, be part of the G20 activities. And we think it's a good thing if the CBD is populated with people. We think it's less likely to be disruptive in terms of outcomes of the protests, as you were alluding to before. The businesses will need people there to keep things ticking over. Free public transport, even if it's only the inner ring, say zones 2, 3 in, if that was made free, we think it'd change the dynamic for the G20. It'd make people look favourably towards the G20. Go and look at the various cultural activities, the lights on the bridges, get on the city cat, the ferries, go under Story Bridge. These are great activities. Get people out and about. And importantly, I think it'll be a taste test for those people that don't normally use public transport. Make it easy for them. Get them on board, and perhaps they'll continue to use public transport in the future, which is a great outcome for our community.
Thank you, Robert. You know, I was watching the other day, they've lit the city cats up as well with that LED lighting. It just looks terrific, and I hope that they would be able to keep that post G20. It would cost nothing to run those lights on a city cat, would it?
No, I don't think it would. It's probably just running off the normal power generation systems on board the vessels. So we think the free travel initiative would create a good community spirit towards the G20, as well as the significant business multiplier effects. And those people need people going into the CBD. The other day you were talking about how traders are complaining about lack of business.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So why not do something for them? I've calculated a cost. I think it'd be somewhere between $2 and $3 million in lost fare revenue. That's not a great deal when you look at the overall cost of the G20 and the benefits that will accrue from getting people into the CBD.
We're with you. Thank you, Robert, very much, mate.
Thank you.
Robert Dow, spokesperson for Rail Back on Track. It's a good idea.
Yeah, I reckon too. I mean,
if Perth's doing that for a whole day, free public transport, you imagine the number of people who would use that. You know, and sample that may come, as Robert's saying, may come back in after that.
Mm. Hey, you know, you're talking about the lights on the City Cat. Last night I saw the big Brisbane sign over there at South Bank.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks fantastic. It really does look great. And there were people getting their photos in front of it. I want to go and do that.
Well, the men's shed got together and did that.
Oh, it looks really brilliant. You must go and have a look at it if you haven't been over to South